Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to echo my colleagues on the committee and thank the high-level delegation from Saudi Arabia for attending this constructive dialogue. The committee notes positive steps that the country has made to bolster the national mechanism for the advancement of women, in particular the creation in 2015 of a Council for Family Affairs, which is a main body tasked with the empowerment and autonomy of Saudi women, as well as the Committee for Women, which creates alliances and adopts initiatives and programs that seek to promote the advancement of women and social empowerment. There is also the Ministry of Resources, which has focused on the empowerment of women and is responsible for carrying out projects and implementing them. However, the perception of the population and women themselves is that this is not enough, and we can see that we have seen evidence of this. Does the Council have the necessary status and budget to make the body successful? How successful have these bodies been? What programs have they undertaken? And what have been the outcomes? What supervisory mechanisms and accountability mechanisms are in place for the Council? In 2023, the Ministry of Finance included an initiative for the empowerment of women in its annual budget, which requires the government to take a gender perspective into account. How is this budget allocated? Is it sufficient to cover the necessary activities? And what achievements has it brought about since it entered into force? With respect to NGOs, they are regulated by the Law of Associations and Civil Society Organizations of 2015. In accordance with the information that we've received, the law hampers their activities. They're subject to many limitations, and the law prevents the creation of human rights organizations. According to Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch reports, human rights activists who are campaigning for the rights of women and the end of the male guardianship system have been prosecuted and given long prison sentences. There have been reports of torture by the authorities. Many of these women have been accused under the Law Against Financing Terrorism 2017 and the Law on Cybercrime of 2007, which contain definitions of terrorism which can allow arbitrary detention. After various years of imprisonment, these individuals are sometimes prevented from travelling and subject to restrictions on their freedom of movement. Could the State Party provide up-to-date information about women who have been sentenced for their activism towards women's rights? And does the State Party intend to lift the travel bans on activists? Does the State Party intend to review the terrorism financing law and the law on cybercrime to exclude peaceful activism from the definition? As for the law of 2023 on the media, which requires audiovisual media to gain prior permission from the government, does this not limit the rights of women involved in this?